issue that's as divided as this. The White House put out a memo yesterday, released it on Capitol Hill, hoping to build momentum, saying that essentially opposition to health care is softening, support for it is growing. But there's a lot of other polling data out there that suggests the opposite of that. So this is a very tough vote for a lot of members, particularly given that so many of them are going to be targeted for this vote in the fall.
Now, I predict that the 21st is not a hard deadline either. A trip like this, which does not involve a summit per se, could always be delayed. Let me just throw something else at you that's breaking in the wires, which is the New York Times reporting that Janet Yellen, the head of the San Francisco Fed and a former top member of the Federal Reserve Board, is under consideration for one of three important vacancies. Also, Peter Diamond, an MIT economist. There is a chance for this administration, clearly with three vacancies now, to completely reshape the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely, Andrew. And, you know, it's something that's going to be focused on heavily, of course, because, look, the economy and what the White House has done and will do between now and November to try and put things in place to turn this thing around, that's the whole enchilada. That's the big issue in the campaign. Everything else is sort of ancillary, tied to it. But any move that they make, they have to hope convinces people there for something. The economy and creating jobs. Those are the two biggies.
Okay. Chris Alissa, thank you very much.
Thank
and read more from Chris on his blog at voices.washingtonpost.com/fix. And that does it for this edition of Andrea Mitchell Reports. Join us on Monday for my interview with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And follow us online and on
David
Twitter.
David Patton. Hey, how you doing, Amy?
Please do. I'm probably going to be writing this story Monday morning, so it'll then be an advancer for the Tuesday meeting. And